This is Karina and Jillian, and on tonight's episode of The Dinner Mystery, we are going back in time.
August 15th, 1917, the infamous Patrick Maloney was born in Dublin, Ireland. Patrick was the son of Melissa and Jacob Maloney. Melissa and Jacob had a normal relationship and were overjoyed at the birth of their first child, Patrick. Melissa loved her son very much. Jacob, however, became very irritated with his son and was very abusive in Patrick's early years. Melissa stole Patrick away and moved to England in 1923. Melissa worked hard to give her son a well-rounded and proper English education. In his high school years at Blackheath High School, he would meet the woman that would change his whole world. She would be his life, but I'm getting ahead of myself. Her name was Mary Black. Mary and Patrick were high school sweethearts.
After the newlyweds settled down, Patrick went off to a local college to study criminal justice. Just a few short miles away at their small London townhouse, Mary would sit in her chair every day sewing, waiting for her husband to come home so she could make dinner for the two of them. Thursday was her one night of a week to leave the house on more than just a business run. Every Thursday, Patrick took his wife out to dinner. One night, Mary had not been sewing in her chair when Patrick came home. Only a note was left on the side table. The note read with instructions to a scavenger hunt. Patrick went in search around the house, one by one, until all the pieces fit together. The papers each had a letter on, and on them were the letters P-R-E-G-A-N-T. Patrick found Mary in the bedroom, and they were overjoyed at the news.
6 months later, on November 13th, it was a Thursday night, and according to Mrs. Maloney's original police report from 1953, Patrick came home distraught over something and very tired. Not wanting to go out, Mary went to the basement freezer, getting out a lamb leg and putting it in the oven. She grabbed her coat from the closet and walked down the street to the grocery shop. Mary picked up a can of peas, some potatoes, and a cheesecake for dessert because she wished to please her husband. The clerk Sam has passed, so we can't interview him. However, in the original report, Sam stated that Mrs. Maloney seemed to be her normal self, in good spirits. Nothing was out of the ordinary that he saw, and if there was, he couldn't tell what.
As Mary walked through the door, she came to an immediate halt, dropping all her groceries and running towards her husband's still body. She tried to wake him unsuccessfully. She then called the police station and explained the scene. Four officers showed up at her door that night, one of which we have the pleasure of speaking with. Jack, please tell us what you saw that night.
When I had arrived at the scene, I spotted a teary-eyed wife who had just found her husband's dead body. Mrs. Maloney looked like a pregnant woman who was due in 3 months and had just lost her husband. One minute she was making dinner and the next she comes home to a corpse.
What do you think could have been the murder weapon?
The murder weapon was believed to be a heavy metal object, such as a heavy metal vase or a big spanner. The case of death was definitely blunt force trauma. The murder hasn't been solved because there was never any evidence leading us towards a suspect and no murder weapon was ever found. The only thing we could think of was that Patrick was killed in a revenge plot. A month before, her had arrested a man by the name of Justin Beckner. Justin had been found with stolen jewelry and other goods. He was an interesting character, but we never did find anything.
Thank you for your time, Mr. Noonan. After the interview with Noonan, we did some digging and found a Justin Beckner still alive and living in London. We decided to fly out to London and interview him. Mr. Beckner, can you tell me how you knew Officer Maloney?
Oh, you're the dead man. He arrested me way back when for some stolen stuff being in my car. He died and I got to go home. What's the big deal?
Well, I'll just get right to the point then, Mr. Beckner. Did you or did you not kill Officer Maloney to get off from your crimes that had been charged against you?
Not. And who did you say you were again?
We are just two women trying to bring justice to a family still in hurt and anguish after nearly 70 years.
Well, I didn't do it, end of story.
Thank you for your time, Mr. Beckner. We may be in touch. If you'll remember back when the murder was committed, Mary Maloney was pregnant, about 6 months. Someone else started investigating the crime about 10 years after it happened, and this is the interview with Patrick and Mary's daughter, Scarlett.
So, Scarlett, can you tell me, does your mother tell you about your father? Do you know why we are talking to you today?
Well, miss, my father was a policeman and she loved him very much, or so she tells me. Mum says that the father was a man of honor and love. I know that my father loved me even before I was born based on the things Mum tells me about him. And I would have to guess that you are here to talk to me about my father's murder. To see if I've been told something you haven't.
You are a very bright young lady, Scarlett. Can you tell me about what you know about your father's death?
Well, Mum says that when father get home he was upset and didn't want to go out that night. Mum went and got the food from the freezer and when she had come back father was lying dead by the window. She grabbed her coat and walked to the grocer's picking up some things and when she got home she called the police.
Scarlett, did you say your mom went to the store after finding your father dead in the sitting room?
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much for your time, Miss Scarlett.
Scarlett had given one detail that was too great to overlook. However, this interview was later never published or put on any public record. No one ever bothered to look into the wife.
We will leave you to think what you want, but before we end this episode, I have just one more piece of information to provide you with. According to eyewitness accounts, after the officers and detectives were finished their work from the night, Miss Maloney had pulled a leg of lamb out of the oven and the policeman feasted on it. Cooked, frozen, and in the oven the entire time the murder and the investigation was taking place. Do with this information what you want. However, remember that this murder case is still cold. Ice cold.